I don't know where we got to, but yeah, it was very weird.
That sounds very weird. I wouldn't like that.
I don't know how I got the hand thing. I don't know how I got the beer and the whole thing. I don't know what he's talking about.
The hand thing is he Matthew Rory?
I don't know. He doesn't have the subtle smooth hands of Matthew Rory. He had giant hands. No warts all over them.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. It was like that guy started calling me Joe or whatever, but yeah. What were we talking about? We're going to finish something. Me and the Chicago Grill, that's a thing we're going to do.
I'm pretty sure that was it.
There was something else.
I don't know, but I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
Hardcore Dave. That was a thing.
Fire. Dan Carter. I think I never remember the name. Dan Brown, is it?
Darren Brown, yes.
Anytime you say that, I think of Dan Carter.
Oh, yeah. Darren Brown's going to be good.
Okay.
I think, if I can remember it, because I remember him doing one of the gig things where he did subliminal messages during the gig to make you forget what had happened during the... Why do I call it a gig? It's not really a gig. During the show, to make you forget it afterwards. That would kind of suck. Yeah. I don't want to spend 40 euros to go to that. I'm not in the bottom bit. I'm in the middle tier.
Okay.
On the 7th row. Because it was either that or like the very back row of like the main like front seat thing. And you wouldn't have seen anything, I guess. So, yeah. That's 30th of March in Dublin.
Away. It's a while away.
Yeah. I thought you said it's a Wednesday. I was like, why would you know that? But it's not. It's Friday.
Okay. I don't know. I guess we're done here.
Yeah, I think so. Maiden, next week.
Maiden, there'll be a lot of booze.
Will there be? I'm driving, so.
We're doing 18 booze once, 18 booze afterwards.
Oh, I thought you said there'd be a lot of booze, as in alcohol.
Oh.
Oh.
Just have booze too. Okay. Just have like after party at your house.
Yeah.
I'll walk home.
Oh, that was weird. I looked over at your dad's car there, and there's like a bit of like a brick behind the car, and I thought that it was like just a face sitting in the car. Oh, okay. I thought that he was staring at my shoulder and really close. Like, what just happened? He just got possessed. I was sitting somewhere the other day, and it was in like kind of darkness like this, and there was like a hedge over at the side, and it had like flowers in it. But the way that it was there, it looked like an old woman holding a baby. And it was the creepiest thing that I've ever seen. It came out so much. It was... I did not like that at all. That was nasty. I hate stuff like that. My brain hates me and makes me see creepy stuff whenever it's not there. I'm just glad that it was in the car and didn't have to walk past it, or else it would have murdered me.
I hate when something happens. I remember this one time when I was like a kid. I had like... It was long ago that I'm pretty sure I had a SNES at the time. I have a SNES now, but...
Yeah, you do.
But I was in bed. I was just, like, staring at the TV or whatever. Like, I had, like, bags or something. And whatever way I said it, looked exactly like a cat. And I could not get to sleep. I just sat and stared at it for, like, 4 hours.
It's the creepiest
until thing. Until I had enough courage to stand up and turn on the light and realize it was a bag.
Yeah.
But it freaked me out.
That happened... Something like that happened to me where there was, like... It was whenever I was really younger. I was like, I stayed in my mum's room, I think. And like the lights were off, but there was like a suit hanging up on the wall, and just whatever way the light was coming in, it like did weird shadow stuff, and it looked like a guy with like a hook hand. And I was just freaked out, just like so much. Does anything like that ever happen to you? You seem like the sort of person who's very scientifically minded, so that like you just. Like can like you just see something like, oh no, it's obviously just a bag, I don't care. Do you ever get freaked out by stuff like that anymore?
I don't get like freaked out the way it's like, ah, I'm freaking out. But I sort of stare, it's like, that looks like a cat, that's not a cat. Was staring enough that's, oh wait, this is a bag or whatever. Mm. I don't get freaked out by it a lot.
See, in my head I'm like, that looks like a murderer. It's not a murderer, not someone.
Okay.
It looks like a murderer, it's not a murderer. It could be a ghost of a murderer. It's still going to murder me either way. And then I freak out.
I do have that sometimes. I'm going to say it in another book. This is almost done again. We bye, do dude. So much.
Yeah.
Just we don't stop. Bye-bye.